It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, June 27th. I'm Patricia Naft. Last November, a disease that attacks the kidneys of fish was found in two federal fish hatcheries in Colorado. At the Hotchkiss facility, hundreds of thousands of trout were euthanized because of the disease. However, the hatchery did try an experimental drug to see if it could cure some of the fish. KBNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to Adam Mendoza, who manages the Hotchkiss National Fish Hatchery, about the results.
At the University of Idaho, they are beginning an INAD, Investigative New Animal Drug. And in that process, what they're doing is they were feeding fish food with erythromycin, which is an antibiotic, to, for the most part, salmon and steelhead from the Northwest, because we are talking about Idaho. And they were having some positive results of eradicating the bacterial kidney disease in those fish, as long as the disease wasn't infected very, very heavily, which was exactly what was happening here. We did have the disease, but we were very lightly infected. Since it's an investigative drug, there's only one feed manufacturer that makes it. We ordered the fish food from them. Apparently, they did not have enough chemical on hand to mix all the feed that we needed for all the fish that we had here, because at the time we were in the neighborhood of about 35,000 pounds of fish here, or about 250 to 300,000 fish. So we had to make a hard decision at that time as to what we were going to do. Would we not do the treatment, do half the fish, or wait until they received all the chemical and then try to do all our fish, which was going to take them another month or so to receive more chemical. We decided that at that time that the better point would be to euthanize half our fish and treat half our fish. In late January, early February, we euthanized half of the fish that are here, and then we went ahead and proceeded with the treatment of the chemical, the antibiotic on feed. For the month of February, it was a 28-day treatment.
So after the 28 days, what happened to the fish population that was still surviving?
The fish population that was here actually did extremely well throughout the whole process. They survived with very little mortality at the time, very little stress from the chemical treatment. And after a month of treatment, we held those fish another month, and then we tested them again. We found all fish that they tested were negative, and then, in essence, the antibiotic worked. Through FDA regulations, we had to hold those fish 60 days after treatment before we were allowed to stock them out. So we held those fish another 30 days, and then after the 30 days, we proceeded to stock those fish out at reservoirs that the Colorado Parks and Wildlife had previously gave us the names and numbers of the fish that they wanted and the lakes that they wanted these put in.
Once those fish were out in reservoirs across the state, what happened here at the facility? There's no fish right now.
Once those fish are gone, then we absolutely have no fish on station. And what that whole process did is it just actually took place of euthanizing all the fish and starting immediate disinfection. So what we did is that we got rid of all the fish by stocking them. And now we are proceeding with the disinfecting of the facility as per protocol.
Having a disease come into a facility like this that supplies multiple reservoirs, what is the larger impact to the fishing supply and to those reservoirs, and what's going on with the state supply of fish?
For the most part, the fish that we supply here, or the reservoirs that we have supplied from here, have been affected for this year and part of next year. So there's some reservoirs that are not going to receive fish for a year in advance, and our whole production has been affected for a full year. In the past, we've done some economic studies about what the economic benefits of this facility is, and it's come to light that we're somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 to $7 million of economic benefits to the reservoirs and towns that those reservoirs are in that we benefit. So in essence, you know, that's been affected for this full year of no production of fish.
What reservoirs do you stock?
The primary ones around here are going to be Blue Mesa Reservoir, Ridgeway Reservoir, McPhee Reservoir, Lemon Reservoir, Crawford Reservoir, and Animas River, Lake Nighthorse, and then we go down into New Mexico into Heron Reservoir and Navajo Reservoirs. Those are the primary reservoirs that we stock, and then we do a few stocks for the Colorado Parks and Wildlife up on the Grand Mesa.
And this facility mostly produces trout, so what species of trout might likely not be in these reservoirs at the usual levels.
Hopefully the state made up some of those, but the species that it's going to affect, because we produce predominantly, is going to be rainbow trout. So of the fish that we stock out of here, which is in the neighborhood of 650 to 700,000 fish, 95% of those are going to be rainbow trout.
That was Adam Mendoza with the Hotchkiss National Fish Hatchery speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. The bacterial kidney disease outbreak also caused the hatchery to cancel its annual Paonia Fish Derby, which would have taken place this month. Mendoza says the plan is to bring it back next year. Colorado is 20th in the nation for child well-being, according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The ranking is based on all aspects of a child's life, from education funding to access to health care. But Colorado Children's Coalition data analyst Sarah Barnes says the state is falling behind on economic security.
We still see that more kids in Colorado are living in families where no parent is working full-time year-round in 2014 than at the start of the recession.
Barnes also points to some bright spots. The teen birth rate is down 50% since 2008, thanks to a program that provides IUDs to low-income young women. Minnesota ranked number one in child well-being nationwide. Both Sarah Palin and Donald Trump will attend the Western Conservative Summit in Colorado this week. Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado Christian University is hosting the annual summit, which is billed as the largest gathering of conservatives outside of Washington, D.C. Palin and Trump will speak at the Colorado Convention Center Friday morning to kick off the weekend of activities and speeches. It'll be Trump's first campaign speech in Colorado this election season after losing the caucuses here to Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Palin endorsed Trump in January, but so far endorsements among Colorado's political establishment have been slim. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.